This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and does not replace your own financial, tax, legal, or financial product advice.
Welcome to Gen Z Money. I'm Glenn James. Side hustles, they are an amazing thing for you to get extra cash. And I want you to listen to Hayley's story. I chatted with her about her photography business that she's doing on the side. And I want you to think while you're listening to this, what can you do in your life to either do something on the side to build up some cash for a goal, to build up some cash for some debt reduction, or to do it on the side to one day do it full time. Now, we can't do these podcasts without our friends at Shopback. So thank you to Shopback for getting behind Gen Z Money. If you're new to the podcast, jump into the show notes and you'll see a link and you can click that and get a $10 bonus reward for joining Shopback. I've had so many friends and so many people that I know have used Shopback and legitimately had hundreds of dollars of cash back right into their bank account for just doing ordinary shopping online. Thanks, Shopback, and thanks for listening to Gen Z Money. Bye. Hey, Hayley, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too shabs. Now, tell us a little bit, because we want to encourage as many people as possible to kind of do their passion and get paid for it. So you're 19 years old. You work in hospo at the moment. What are you doing as your side hustle?
Well, I'm a photographer.
Sweet. I guess with photography, like, have you always been into it, or have you just recent years found that it was something you would enjoy?
Yeah, well, I bought my first DSLR camera when I was like 12.
Oh, wow.
And I used to just do like what everyone does in their backyard and just take photos of like flowers and stuff like that. And then I guess like it sort of transitioned into like photos of my friends and like more into like portrait sort of stuff.
Yeah. So you prefer like people over plants?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not a vegan then.
No, I used to be, actually.
Oh, really? Ex-vegan. Okay, cool. So I just want to like, I guess, use this to encourage people with their side hustle, because you're basically working a lot of your hours now that, you know, we're coming out of COVID back into, you know, a cafe essentially.
Yeah.
And how did you like, when you first started your side hustle, were you like, I want to do this longer term, or was it, I want to do a side hustle to earn some extra money? What was the actual logic behind it?
Yeah, well, like right now it is my side hustle, but the goal is to make it my full-time job. Like, eventually I really want to be doing like weddings as my full-time job. And I just like capturing like big moments in people's lives and stuff they can look back on. And
With the photography and the weddings, like, how did you get started as in into taking photos of weddings? Were you just like, hey, let me shoot your wedding, or?
Yeah, I got help from like some people at church. Like, I've got a friend that he does weddings and he got me along to do a wedding one time, and then I loved it a lot. And ever like after that, I just went out and emailed a bunch of wedding photographers, and I got a couple responses, and then I just tagged along with them and second shot weddings they were doing and stuff, and got experience that way.
Yeah. And it's interesting, like, if you are keen on doing a side hustle, whether it is photography or any type of art or whatever that is, like, if you want to do it, if you want to be a tattoo artist, like, you had to put the hustle in to actually get onto a shoot, basically. Yeah. Like, it didn't just happen.
Yeah.
So I guess that's one lesson that I'm picking up for it. Like, you've got to, yes, the hustle is doing the photography, but you've had to hustle to get started.
Yeah, yeah.
So they got back to you, some of the photographers, and like, yeah, come along. Were you like a second photographer on a wedding? How did that work?
Yeah. Well, one of them, I was actually a third.
Oh, wow.
Shooter.
Big wedding.
Yeah. Like, it was sort of an assistant, but I did still get to take photos. So it was just good experience. But yeah, the other one was second shooting. So just doing all the shots that the main photographer couldn't do, like, yeah, pretty much just helping them out throughout the day. And
yeah. And so were they paid to start with, or?
Like, I've gotten paid for everyone I've done. Obviously, wow, not nearly the amount that the main photographer will get paid, but it's still good.
Like, but I guess it's hard to get hired without having the experience.
Yeah.
So I like the fact that you've had to put the hustle in before the hustle. And I think a lot of us, we want stuff but aren't prepared to actually go out there.
Yeah.
Was it scary to like weirdly email photographers?
Yeah, it was, because like I just wasn't even sure like what words to use. Like, I don't know. Yeah. I sort of, it was a bit scary as well because some people like emailed back and they like, I just got a bit of rejection, but it's fine now because.
Yeah. I found like when I wanted to start my financial planning business, like I was looking for a financial planning license, and I like what you said about the words and the language.
Yeah.
Like I first emailed different companies and called different companies and was like, hey, my name's Glenn. I want to start a financial planning business. Can you like help me out? And they're pretty much like, go away, whatever.
Yeah.
And then by the end of it, I was calling companies, hey guys, Glenn James here, just calling up to see what's required to come on board. Like it was total that confidence in the language.
Yeah, yeah.
And a mentor once told me, like, if you were going for a job or if you wanted to be a side hustle photographer, call the photographers that you don't want to be working with and let them reject you to get the practice of talking with randoms.
Yeah, that's good.
Now, you've got the side hustle going. Did you register an ABN?
Yeah, I do have one. I did it like probably like a year ago now. But yeah, I just remember it not being that hard. Like I'd got it straight away.
And we'll put a link in the show notes because it's, I think it's the Australian Business Register. You basically just go on, tell them about what you're planning to do.
Yep.
Now, a lot of people will ask about GST. Now, when you send an invoice to the photographers, you might put, I'll just make a number up, $200, okay? And that won't include GST because you only put GST on the invoices if you're earning above $75,000 a year.
Yeah.
So if your business grows and you're now doing weddings and you've got all this stuff happening, once you get over 75K, you will then have to collect GST for the government.
Yeah.
So how did you go about buying the gear? Like, do you just have one camera, two cameras, 15 cameras?
Well, I have like my main one and then I have like a spare one, which is like not as good as my main one. I don't have like as much gear as I would like, but just like the basics to get me like what I need to get done at the moment.
Yeah. So you've done some weddings and you've done some family shots and whatnot.
Yeah.
How are you going about getting customers?
Well, at the moment it's like not going to happen at all. But before like all this pandemic stuff was happening, it was more like the two main places I was getting it from was word of mouth and my social media.
Yeah. And I think social media, it's so easy to get work. And
yeah.
I would probably even, because I was going to ask you, like, you know, you're not really side hustling at the moment because of the shutdown.
Yeah.
But like, what are the things that you can do in your business that you need to do that don't involve people?
Yeah.
And is that getting packages ready? So we're coming out of, so I guess you can go into spring strong or something.
Yeah.
Or do some promotions like family shots. You know, I usually charge X, but we're doing a lockdown, come out, you know.
Yeah.
And you could even like do it as a theme. You know, the lockdown's over. So it's like a come and experience the open with your family or something and do a promo. Because I think if you want to accelerate your side hustle and you want to get more customers, I reckon there's a high chance you have to do stuff for cheaper and even for free just to get out there. Because it's hard to do a wedding and just charge premium rates if you've got no experience.
Yeah.
What if you put on Gumtree is like, hey, I'm a photographer. Here, click here. Here's my Instagram. See my stuff.
Mm.
I haven't done weddings. If you want to get married and you've got a low budget, use me.
Yeah.
And I'll make sure it's the best bloody wedding that you've had.
Yeah.
Maybe a third wedding, but whatever. You know what I mean? Like,
it's a good idea.
You've just got to think creatively, like, because there's so many people who they want the side hustle, but they don't want to put the hustle on.
Yeah.
Like the amount of stuff I did starting my business, because you don't know who those people know.
Yeah.
So it's like having your name on the front of mind of somebody so they can tell someone else.
Yeah.
So I would really encourage you in this time that you can't do any work like physically shooting. How can you do stuff in the business? Like, can you do a do you have a website or a blog?
I don't, but like I was actually considering
like
designing it during this time. Like I thought it'd be a good time to do it.
Totally. Because it's like you're not doing anything anyway.
Yeah.
So you kind of use that time because when it comes into spring and summer, you're going to be busy out there shooting.
Yeah.
And then when you get back home, you'll be editing.
Yeah.
And there's actually no time and you'll be wishing that you had time.
Yeah.
So I would challenge you and anyone listening, in your side hustle, write down 10 things, even if it's like it takes you 20 minutes to sit there, or write down as many things as possible on paper that you can do for your business that doesn't take any money, which is might be writing.
Yeah.
It's like 5 tips to look better in a photo shoot.
Yeah.
It's like it's not the USA in the 90s. Like don't wear, I don't know, blue jeans with, I don't know, short sleeve or I don't know, whatever photographers do. But like how can you add value to people? So, or it's like, what if you did like a blog, like 5 ways to shoot your own family portraits or whatever.
Yeah.
And you just do tips because you just give it, you're just giving value.
Yeah.
And people will search and like, oh, stuff it, we'll just, you know, hire Hayley.
Mm.
So I think there's so much you can do with your side hustle.
Yeah.
In this time.
Yeah, for sure.
And just, you know, if someone was out there thinking, I don't know where to start with their side hustle, like whatever it is,
yeah,
what would you tell them?
Yeah, whenever I do something, I sort of just like break it down in steps. So I was like, what's the very first thing that I need to do? When I think like, oh, I want to do weddings, I was like, I need to actually do a wedding first. I think you just need to start at the very bottom basically, and like you've got to figure out where that is, and yeah, whether you're earning money or not, like it's eventually going to get you where you need to be.
Yeah. And I think on the customer thing, can you use this time to talk to people? So my whole business, I was all about, I don't want to try and get customers. Yeah. I want to get people that can send me customers.
Yeah.
So not putting your time on individuals out there,
mm.
maybe talking to some celebrants or whatever, people that are talking to engaged people.
Yeah.
And saying, hey, here's my deal. If you want to recommend me to your couples or whatever, I'd love to be able to help. So yeah. get out there and talk to people that can send you customers.
Yeah. Never thought about that.
Yeah. That's good. Because then it makes it easy because it's like they will come to you.
Yeah.
But weirdly, like here on the coast when I started my business, it depends how hard you want to go. Like I talked to 30 other businesses in order for them to send me customers.
Yeah, wow.
And like one or two did. So, but what you, the key is, I'll use an example. It's a 70-year-old guy who's a celebrant.
Yeah.
Okay. Probably not going to be the most genuine relationship.
Yeah.
You want to find other like-minded people who you can talk with.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah, I'll send you work that you get along with.
Yeah.
So the key people in my business who sent me customers were ones that you could actually socialize with and almost build a friendship with.
Yeah.
And then you can be like, you can get creative. You can be like, hey, if you send me customers, I'll give you 20% or whatever I earn, or
yep.
some. A lot of people don't want money from it, but just as an incentive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I'd be thinking of.
Yeah, cool.
And what about packages with weddings? Have you thought about doing any of that stuff?
Yeah, well, sort of the main thing I've learned from watching other photographers is, well, obviously it's based on like hourly rates, but they'll have like specific deals if you book them longer or whatever. So,
see, and that's what, like in this downtime, can you do some hypothetical packages and like ask people that you know who might be engaged, like, oh, hey, is this like the quotes have you got? What do you think? Because it's all about research. And I think I'd look into being a bit of a disruptor and not using an hourly rate and just do packages.
Yeah.
Because you're adding value. And so the problem with hourly rates is particularly the hourly rates, and I don't know how you work the editing part.
Yeah.
You can be punished for hourly rates on editing because if you're efficient, you don't get as long work. So I think it's probably cool to give people packages.
Yeah, for sure.
But I haven't had any weddings myself or paid a photographer to shoot my wedding, so I don't know much about that. But I like the idea with like marketing, giving people 3 options and then putting on the middle one and your document's like most popular. So there's like a really expensive one, a really cheap one, and then a mid-range one because then like in terms of like marketing, you're referencing them or you're pushing them to the middle one.
Yeah.
Or doing the model like, hey, my base fee's
two grand or whatever, okay? Yep. And you get ABC. And then what you can do a tack on choose your own adventure. So it's like, okay, if you want this, it's $1,100. If you want that, that's $880.
Yeah.
So then that could be one of your value propositions.
Yeah.
So the whole thing, I'm probably ranting a bit, but.
No, it's good.
The whole thing with your side hustle and your business is you can actually get a photographer anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a photographer because I've got an iPhone in my pocket. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You can get photos everywhere, but we want people coming to Hayley,
yeah,
because of X.
Yeah.
So my value proposition with my financial planning business, it wasn't I'll give you the best investments.
Yeah.
It was like we provide you confidence and security or whatever. It was millions, yeah. I forget it.
Yeah.
But it wasn't linked to what you do.
Yeah.
So it could be part of your value proposition. Every wedding is a bespoke package.
Yeah.
So it's not cool. Templated.
Yeah.
So you can start to see the different options. So it's like, you know, you're not getting out of bed for less than $2,000.
Yeah.
But if they want to pay you $2,000, you're rocking up 3 snaps and you're out of there.
Mm.
But then you go $2,000 and you can add on this, you can add on that, you can add on this.
Yeah.
And then you might go, here are some pre-packaged options, and most people go with this one for this reason. So that can be part of your value proposition. Every wedding's a bespoke wedding. Yeah. Like we don't just quickie cut weddings.
Yeah.
We sit with you and see what you actually want.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think you'll be great. Now, you are studying a diploma in photography as well.
Yeah.
So, again, like in this downtime, you can keep learning, and there's so much crap on YouTube as well.
Yeah.
Like I've learned so much with this shutdown, like just on YouTube. So I've been really encouraged and I think you're going to do great, but keep on hustling. Because the whole thing is, if there's other people out there who are a photographer in our area, for example, you've got to go harder than them because they will give up. But if you stick around, you will be the last photographer standing because no one's willing to hustle. And you've proved that you've hustled because you put the hustle on to start with. But, yeah, I would really encourage you to, even if you did weddings – I don't want to say free, but like very cheap just to get some rungs on the board.
Yeah.
And just like build your portfolio.
Mm.
Or also there's the fake it till you make it thing.
Yeah.
Just advertise. Yeah, I do weddings. Here are some shots that and you've used from a second shoot.
Yeah.
Like I think as well, a lot of it's in our own mind. Like from a lame person who doesn't know anything about photography like me, the fact that you say I did second or third shoot at a wedding – you shot a wedding.
Yeah.
Like we've got to get out of our own mind.
Yeah.
So you do have wedding experience for the everyday punter, but in photography land, you don't.
Yeah.
And that's just a crappy hierarchy in photography land.
Yeah, for sure.
So because with our marketing, when we talk to customers, we're not in photography land, we're in everyday punter land.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really encouraged with what you're doing.
Thank you.
So if you're out there, you can be like Hayley. You can turn your side hustle into your full gig, full-time gig, and you're going to come back on soon. Where can we find you on Instagram?
My Instagram is Hayley Samantha Photo.
Sweet. And you're a good photographer, I might add.
Thank you.
Like there's a lot of people who like are photographers and they suck, but you're good. So well done. All right, we'll leave it there and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.
We acknowledge the Darkin Young people, traditional custodians of the land on which our studio sits, and pay respect to their elders, past and present. We extend that respect to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples who may listen to our podcast. This podcast is for education and entertainment purposes. Any advice is general financial advice only, which does not take into account your objectives, financial situation, or needs. Because of that, you should consider if the advice is appropriate to you and your needs before acting on the information. If you do choose to buy a financial product, read the product disclosure statement and obtain appropriate financial advice tailored to your needs. Symo Interactive Proprietary Limited, the publisher of the podcast, is an authorised representative of Money Sherpa Proprietary Limited, which holds financial services license 451289.